Meskeen the Dancing Horse by Judy Andrickson. Read by Lorraine Tao. Published in book form by Tundra Books. E-audio published and produced by RMW Kids. Prologue. It was the same every time, at every show, between every class. The music would drift to the stables from the grandstand intercom. Then Meskeen would begin to dance, a graceful piaf, with neck arched, head swaying from side to side, ears relaxed, and eyes half closed. In those moments, Meskeen was no longer a school horse and show jumper, lucky to be alive after being rescued from a horrible ordeal. He was, once again, a dancing horse, entertaining crowds of adoring children and cheering adults. He was cued by no master, rein, or whip now, and no one applauded his rhythmic, expressive movements. But he still danced, alone with the music and his memories of life, as it had been not so long ago. Chapter 1. A Changing World. Meskeen's story is not the story of a champion sport horse or a remarkable rise to fame. It is a more important story than that. It is a tale of true courage, patience, unbreakable spirit, and the strength to trust again after trust has been broken. It is a story repeated over and over in the lives of horses whose fates rest in the hands of people, and one from which, hopefully, we will someday learn. It is believed that Meskeen's story may have begun in the late 1980s on a state collective farm in the mountains of southern Bulgaria. Dramatic political changes were taking place in Eastern Europe and the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics, USSR, around the time of his birth, and the fall of communism would greatly affect the path of his life.